You know, perhaps one of the most challenging parts of being a Christian is the way temptation can sneak up on us when we least expect it. Therefore, it's important that we recognize temptation early so that we can put it aside and continue to live as best we can in this present world while we await the promise of the Lord our God. The best way to fight the unexpected is to have a plan. Develop habits. This applies to each of us, whether newly baptized or seasoned child of God. In chapter 13 of Deuteronomy, Moses wrote some basic principles of faith for the Hebrew people to follow. Since the Old Testament is there for our learning, let us look at Deuteronomy 13:4 as the basis for our lesson tonight. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. You shall serve him and hold fast to him. Study with me tonight, and let us learn how we can walk after the Lord our God. Deuteronomy 13:4 tells us to fear him, keep his commandments, obey his voice, serve him, and hold fast to him. You know, sin separates us from God. Isaiah 59:2 warned the Hebrew people of the Old Testament that your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear you. The same holds true for us today. If we do not walk after the Lord our God, he will hide his face from us, so that he will not hear us. What plan can we make? What habits can we develop to avoid this preventable tragedy? 1 John chapter 2 tells us to separate the principles of our Christian faith from the principles of the world. 1 John 2, 16-17, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Let's look at building habits that can keep us from sinning, or at least recognize when we do sin, so that we can obey God's voice, repent, and hold fast to him. Again, learning from the Old Testament, we read part of Job's defense in Job 31:1, wherein he stated, I have made a covenant with my eyes. A covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a younger woman? The title of our lesson this evening is Make a Covenant with My Eyes. What is a covenant? A covenant is a contract or agreement between two parties. For example, between God and man, between men, or between nations, and so forth. So then, why not make a covenant between yourself and your body parts, such as your eyes, hands, feet, tongue, and heart? In doing so, you'll be making a covenant with God. First, let's consider the eyes. When Jesus delivered the Sermon on the Mount, recorded in Matthew chapters 5 through 7, he called on one of the principles of the Ten Commandments, the same as we read earlier in Job 31:1. Jesus said in Matthew 5, 27 through 28, You have heard that it was said of those of old, You shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. A little later, in Matthew 6, 22 through 23, Jesus said, The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? And so, we can make a covenant with our eyes to look only upon things which are good and make our whole body to be full of light and pleasing to God. Next, consider the hands. We generally use our hands to give and receive, touching the material things of the world. So let us consider Luke 6:38, which teaches us that the manner in which we give will dictate what we receive, both in this life and after. Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. And so, we can make a covenant with our hands to be generous and fair and touch only what is holy. What about the feet? The Proverbs in the Bible gives us such a rich gift of wisdom, teaching how we can live our lives to walk after the Lord our God. Proverbs 1, verse 10 and 16 together teach, "If sinners entice you, do not consent, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood." You know, our feet are controlled by our minds, and they'll take us wherever we consciously decide to walk, either after the Lord or after someone else. Galatians 5:16 teaches us, "Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." And so we can make a covenant with our feet to run not to, but away from evil and turn or return to a path of righteousness, walking in the Spirit after the Lord our God. And what about the tongue? Jesus said in Matthew 15:18-19, "Those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts." Of course, we recognize from the context of the preceding verses that Jesus is speaking of our tongues, our manner of speech. The Apostle Paul teaches Christians in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own. For we were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And so, we can make a covenant with our tongue, our speech, to not defile our body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Finally tonight, consider the mind and the heart. Jesus teaches in Matthew 6:14-15, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." That's a very important condition that we cannot overlook if we are to obey God's voice and serve Him. And so, we can make a covenant with our mind and heart, be slow to anger and quick to forgive. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Apostle Paul wrote these things in 1 Corinthians 6:9 and Romans 6:23. What can we do to avoid being separated from God and have eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord? How can we walk after the Lord our God? We must keep His commandments, hear, and believe His word, which He provides for us through the inspired writings in the Bible. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, as is written in Romans 10:17. When we study God's word and we learn how He expects us to walk after Him, we must repent. Make a concerted effort to recognize any ways that our actions are separating us from God and change those ways to His ways. Next, confess that Jesus is the Christ, the resurrected Son of God. "Why are you waiting?" the Bible asks. "Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." This command is from Acts 22:16 and is just one example of the same pattern of commands found throughout the New Testament for eternal salvation. Read the teaching of Jesus in Mark 16:16, where He commands, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." We must be baptized in order that sin no longer separates us from God. Excuse me. Deuteronomy 13:4 told the Hebrews, "Serve Him and hold fast to Him." In Christ's words, found in Revelation 2:10, He says, "Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." Do you want the crown of life? promised by our Lord? Well, let us pray together to strengthen our resolve to find a better way. Let us pray. Lord, we approach your throne of grace through your Son, our Savior, in whom we seek salvation. Hear our prayer. We are weak, and we need your strength to carry us as we pray that you help us make a covenant with our eyes to look only upon things that make our whole body to be full of light and pleasing to you. Support us as we make a covenant with our hands to be generous and fair and to touch only what is holy, for you are holy. Lord, we pray for your assistance as we make a covenant with our feet to run from evil and walk after you. Help us, Lord, make a covenant with our tongue so that our speech does not defile our body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And may we ask your favor, Lord, to help us make a covenant with our mind and our heart to be slow to anger and quick to forgive. Help us make a covenant to practice these habits which you hold so dear in your faithful followers. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In a moment, you'll see instructions about how to contact us to learn more about the way to heaven. We can help you more fully learn and safely obey God's plan, whether you live nearby or we can send help through a congregation closer to you. If you became a Christian by obeying the gospel and have strayed off his path and desire help returning to his way, please follow these instructions to make your needs known to us while we sing this song.